joined by, you know what, I've got to say, you are the star of the show. 12 Dares of Christmas, Eric Anstey is with us. First and foremost, I do want to congratulate you on the success of honoring your late cousin, Riley Sears.
I appreciate that. Thanks very much.
Well, thank you, because not only have you raised some good money for the scholarship fund, but you've put a lot of smiles on people's faces this time of year, and that, I find, is an important thing in itself.
I couldn't agree more. I've been overwhelmed over the last 6-plus years with the amount of money we've been able to raise and contribute to the scholarship fund. I think it's around $35,000 through 6 years, so that's not counting our total, whatever we get to for year seven. And the smiles for me, too, is kind of a big deal. Riley was the type of kid that loved to laugh, and I think he'd find a lot of humor in what we've been doing, and I think he'd really enjoy it. So that's as important as anything else.
I completely agree with you. I had to laugh a few weeks ago when a friend of mine took a picture, and he said, "Listen, I know times are tough, but check this guy out." And it was you rollerblading down Sackville Drive, and I'm like, "You guys don't know who this is?"
I got to be honest. If I saw a man dressed like I was dressed rollerblading down Sackville Drive, I'd probably have a few questions too.
We should say barely dressed, but you were covered.
Covered all the parts that matter.
Exactly. So, of course, you do these dares. And you raise money. I'm going to throw the email out, 12dares@gmail.com, where you can send your donation to. You've got a couple dares left. What's going on tonight?
Tonight, I will be taking part in another eating dare, I guess is the easiest way to describe it. I hope it'll be entertaining. When you see it, you might think otherwise.
Oh, this is perfect. Now, of course, for folks to see it, what they've got to do is follow you on Facebook.
Absolutely, yeah. 12 Dares of Christmas should be the first thing that pops up if you put 12 Dares in. And there's 6 years worth of videos on the page. And of course, everything we've been doing this year up to this point.
And incredible videos, too, I might add. What are some of the wild things that you have done through the past? I know swimming in Sullivan's Pond was one.
Yeah, dressed like a swan. That was a good one. If people have tuned in before, I also skated the Oval on the Halifax Commons wearing a Borat bikini. God, what else? I've eaten all kinds of different things. Odd sandwiches, lots of spicy pepper.
That Bean Boozled one was nasty.
That was not a fun one to do.
No.
To be quite honest with you, I got overzealous there and I was going to do half a dozen beans and I quickly changed my mind.
Yeah, I think the smiles are one of the most important things, especially this time of year. And I want to tip the greasy ball cap to the great work you've continuing to do.
I really appreciate that. And I, like we mentioned on the page, appreciate the shout-out you gave us and appreciate the support that you are giving us now.
Hey, man, my pleasure. For the final dare of the 2022 12 Dares of Christmas, what can you hint or tell us about it?
Well, what seems to be the norm is that I will be wearing very little clothing, and it will be a dare that we do in public. So those ones are sometimes can get a little interesting because not everybody who we run into knows exactly what we're up to. So sometimes you get stared at a little bit more than you think you would, and people have some questions about what you're doing. But that's kind of become our thing. One of the things I like is that we don't ever tell anyone we're going to be anywhere. Like, we don't give stores a heads up. We just kind of go in and do our thing and hope it doesn't end poorly.
We're looking forward to seeing it and wrapping up 12 Dares of Christmas 2022. And wish you, well, nothing but the best of holiday seasons. And look forward to what you're getting up to next year.
Again, I really appreciate it. We try to do the best we can. Again, a reminder for anyone who's just tuning in or just figuring out what we're doing. This is all in the name of young man gone way too soon, Riley Sears. And all the money that we raise is for a scholarship fund in his name at Sackville High. So it's definitely an honor to be a part of it. And I really appreciate your support.